Moonbase Alpha status report. 403 days after leaving Earth's orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. For the sixth consecutive day, we've been traveling in an area of deep space where the stars are so close that we're constantly bathed in a lovely blue light. There are no patients in the medical section. Our life support systems are functioning smoothly. And the universe about us is incredibly peaceful.
It's like a swarm of space bees.
Yeah, every one with an atomic sting in its tail, maybe.
Range.
980,000 and closing.
Sensor reading.
53 unknown objects. Dense, metallic, approximate length 10 feet. Insufficient data to compute intention.
Course.
Bearing away from Alpha.
We have magnification. Those are missiles.
Hold it. They're passing, let them go.
Commander.
They're turning. Red alert. Launch Eagle flags 1 and 2.
Medical, prepare casualty reception. Rescue units, stand by.
Range closing 180, 160.
Raise defense shields.
130, 110.
Our main lasers.
At this closing speed, we'll never get them all.
Eagle's climbing to intercept.
Target.
There are too many of them. Some are bound to get through.
Range critical.
Prepare to fire.
Commander, target changing course.
Hold fire.
They're pulling away.
No. They're locking into orbit around the moon, Commander.
Anything on armament?
Still insufficient data. Sensors unable to probe the shell.
Detonation possibilities?
3. Pressure, time fused, or remote control.
I want a transporter Eagle on the pad ready for immediate liftoff. Gotta check them out. We certainly can't leave 50 missiles hanging over our heads.
To that lead pair. Tell Tony we'll take it from here. I also want all other Eagles to return to base.
Tony, Eagle 4. We'll maintain the mission from here. And have all the other Eagles clear the area.
Eagle flights 1 and 2, return to base.
Confirm Eagle flights 1 and 2, return to base.
Alongside now, Commander.
Stand by for depressurization.
Standing by.
No uniform formation. They're in clusters. 2, 3, and 4.
No evidence of electrical activity. No heat emission.
Rocket motor propulsion, gas ports. That means the guidance capacity.
No longer functioning.
You got anything, John?
Not enough to make an assessment. For that, we're going to have to take a look inside. I'm bringing one down.
Bringing one down?
Prepare one of the underground caves. I want to be as far from command center as possible when we open this thing up. Let's take it home.
You heard the man.
Rescue medical and decontamination units proceed to underground research area.
We've safeguarded against the obvious dangers. Bacteria, toxic chemicals, all the rest is guesswork.
Tony.
I want you to hook us up to main computer. We're gonna run every single test possible before we pierce this thing.
Fellas, suit up. We'll bring it in. All right, let's go.
Immediate relay.
Begin the scan. What have you got?
Theoretical possibilities about the construction technique, but nothing of any practical value in terms of piercing it.
Hello.
Without opening it up, there's still no data about the chemical or bacteriological dangers.
To go in blind. All right. We're going to cut it with a laser. Activate all safety precautions.
Cylinder pierced, Commander.
Let's take a look. Mm-hmm.
moving parts. There's some sort of mechanism inside.
Perhaps a detonation device.
Computer reaction?
No radiation increase, no bacteriological change, no pressure variation, no toxic chemical presence.
Fill it with nitrogen. Freeze that device.
What is it?
It's humanoid. We just killed it.
Dr. Russell.
Start the defibrillator. He's alive.
Alive?
Just barely.
That's impossible. That liquid nitrogen we injected in the container should have frozen him to death.
He was already in a state of deep freeze before we injected the container. Cryobiology. The application of freezing techniques to living tissue. He's fading. Increase the voltage.
Is there any chance he'll make it?
We still can't assess the effect of the explosion.
Tony?
Yeah?
I want you to bring another one of those containers down.
Prepare Transporter Eagle for launching. Any particular container?
Yes, make it the twin of the one we've got.
Right.
Why bring another one down? We don't know how to unseal it.
Helena, he can tell us how to open it. You've got to keep him alive.
I'm a doctor, John. I save life for the sake of saving life.
Helena, these people know the secret of travel in space. Someday our survival may depend on knowing that secret.
Well, we know part of the answer already. There's a plastic membrane covering his entire body. Can't see it. It's his finest tissue. Unfortunately, it's insulating his heart against the electrical stimulation.
He's fading again.
Double the voltage.
It'll kill him.
Double it. We have normal respiration.
Cantor. My name is Cantor.
Cantor.
My people. You must save my people.
We will if you help us.
Have you sighted the others?
Yes. They're in orbit around our base.
You must recover them immediately. The cylinders.
Let them rest, John.
We've got to know.
How do we open those containers?
They're not constructed to withstand the gravitational forces. If they're left in orbit, they'll shatter.
How do we open them without blowing them apart?
To relieve the internal pressure, you must heat the capsule from the outside.
Seven points off maximum.
Kill it.
Zova. She's my wife.
Those containers were floating in pairs.
In pairs, threes or fours, family groups. It appealed to their sadistic sense of humor.
Whose sense of humor? Where are you from?
I come from Golas. Known to us as the Peace Planet.
You were invaded?
No, we were cast out. Exiled. It was an internal struggle. We were unarmed, helpless. The others were few in number, but ruthless.
Is she breathing?
She'll be all right.
You are humane people. You will save us all, I know that.
Out of the question. Our life support facilities cannot support anymore. It's impossible for us to bring those containers down.
In 36 of your hours, gravity will shatter those containers. Can you stand by and let that happen? Can you, Commander?
Our medical officer, Dr. Russell, is in charge of life support systems. Helena, would you try to explain?
We can't even permit any new births here on Alpha. We can barely sustain the people we have.
You see, Cantor, we have no choice.
We can give you a choice. Zover and myself. We can use our skills to increase your recycling capacity tenfold.
In 36 hours?
If that's all the time we have, yes.
I'm sorry, Cantor, I can't take the chance.
You say you want to learn the secret of suspended animation in space travel. You bring them down, and I will give you the secret.
No.
Then send us back. Send Zover and myself back to die with our people.
Those are people out there, like you and me.
They look like you and me, but that's all we know about them. About their minds, their motives, we know nothing.
John, they're so young. Must you always assume the worst?
Yes, where the safety of Alpha is concerned.
Then what do we do? Abandon them and watch them die?
Helena, when I was an astronaut cadet, I was on a resupply mission to a Venus space station. As we were preparing to dock, a computer diagnosis informed us that 14 of the scientists up there were sick. 3 already dead. They had a disease unknown to Earth against which we had no antidote. My commander had to make a decision. He couldn't bring that disease back to Earth. We left those men to die.
John, this situation is entirely different. These people are free of any sickness. And if they can increase our life support capacity, think of what it can mean to us.
Helena, they may have something our senses can't detect. My concern is with the survival of the space.
Survival?
Is survival all important? What sort of society is it that abandons 50 innocent beings?
We're concerned about our own survival, of course, John, but at what price?
Look, you asked what sort of people they are. What sort of people are we?
Commander?
Have Cantor come to my quarters immediately.
Thank you, John.
Don't thank me yet.
Dr. Russell. Commander.
What are you doing? Have you gone mad?
I had to make sure our weapons were effective against them. I had to stop them. All right. Let's let them try to expand our life support systems. But I want security men on duty at all times.
Okay. I'll make sure they're never left alone in the life support complex.
Don't look so worried. He'll be all right. He'll regain consciousness in an hour.
An hour?
Yes, it's not such a long time. And there'll be no ill effects.
Moonbase Alpha Status Report, Supplemental, Dr. Helena Russell Recording. For almost 30 hours, Cantor and Zova have been working to adjust our life support systems. The rest of our personnel are back on daily routine, doing their jobs when on duty, relaxing when off. We are all grateful for the compassion Commander Koenig has shown toward the aliens. There is once again a warm feeling of well-being on Moonbase Alpha.
Security, life support section.
Everything under control?
Yes, sir.
I want an immediate report on any break in the routine.
Yes, sir.
Tony, I'll be with Dr. Russell if you need me for anything.
Right.
Maya, you would be the envy of every woman on Earth. To be able to change your hair color at will, the color of your eyes to match your dress, take off a few pounds here, add an inch there, to change your very form. Wow.
Helena, can I come in?
Give me a minute, John. Oh, I hope he likes it.
Are you quite sure about Commander Koenig's sense of humor?
Mm-hmm.
Which is it?
You mean you can't tell?
Well, of course I can tell. Maya can only hold that shape for 1 hour. All I have to do is sit back and wait.
Why wait that long?
What you have in mind?
Well.
Very simple, nothing to it.
Really?
There was absolutely no difference.
Oh. You know something? I take back everything nice I've ever said about you, including the fact that you're a man of perception.
Helena, I think you're needed in a research unit. Your friends are waiting to start work. And Maya, back to your station.
Yes, come on.
You know, you're very talented. That's terrific.
Oh, glad you like it. I was going to give it to you.
What?
No difference, huh?
See you in the recreation room when we're finished,
yes.
Right?
Shift it. Maya, get down here right away.
Medical section.
Emergency, area B.
What happened?
Circuit overload. Life support system.
Life support?
Is it working?
We're making progress.
But we can't be certain until we can make a final test in the power section. The power section's off limits. Commander's orders.
When the time comes, I'll talk to the commander. I'm sure he'll understand. I must try again.
The sound, it doesn't bother your ears?
No.
It does mine. I'll be out here.
Fire! The girder! Okay, that's it.
Here.
I don't understand. It never happened before.
And it won't happen again.
Commander, we have another casualty in here.
Get down to life support. I want those aliens out of there. And no arguments. Go.
Final test.
Good luck.
Stop.
Am
commander's orders. No one's to go in there.
Okay, Maya, wait a minute. Let's not explode down there like a couple of rockets. Play it cool. We don't want to panic them. Okay.
A puny weapon against us, but it has its uses.
Destroy this system within hours, hundreds of our people will be dead.
Bring Ragnar here. Tell him Kanta will destroy all life on Golos unless he comes. Bring him! You look at me with surprise, Dr. Russell.
And Kemp.
You're like the people here on Golos, crippled by your moral ideas of loyalty, gratitude, and fair play.
And you and Zova are free spirits, I suppose. Free to hate, threaten, and kill.
You're wasting your breath, Helena. He doesn't even understand what you're talking about.
No. Let her speak.
Yes. It amuses us.
Clear to see why you were exiled.
Yeah, what I don't understand is why they didn't kill you.
I have come as you wished, Kanta.
Ragnar. I want Ragnar.
Ragnar is dead. Long dead. I am Myrilla, chief counselor of Golos.
His daughter?
His descendant. Ragnar died over 300 years ago.
Of course. Time on Golos continued while we floated frozen in space.
In Ragnar's time, you were cast out for crimes against our people. Now you come back with weapons and threats of destruction. Are these your allies?
We're his prisoners.
Two of you can't hope to hold all Golos to ransom forever.
Two of us now, but there will be more. On Moonbase Alpha, we have found the ideal platform to recover our people.
You don't think Commander Koenig will let you?
Zova will make sure he does.
Activity in life support.
Give me visual.
Commander Koenig, I think we should talk.
A simple arrangement. You recover our people, and we return Helena Russell and Tony Verdeschi.
I do know how to show gratitude.
Contact is possible. Can I give him your answer?
You're asking me to sell a whole planet into slavery. No, I won't do it.
You forget. We have Dr. Russell.
And we have you.
Commander, your life support systems are now tuned to my mental processes. I can destroy them by simple concentration.
And you would?
If you give me cause.
We will recover the remaining containers. Begin preparations now.
Yes, Commander.
You can't do it, Commander.
You think I have a choice?
That transfer process nearly blew our whole life support power system. To attempt to transfer 50 more people would inevitably destroy it.
Launch recovery Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Commander.
All right, Alan.
Let us know when we're alongside.
Tell them. Tell the people we are the new rulers of Golos. Tell them, or I will destroy the main life plant.
This is your chief counselor, Mirella. 300 years ago,
that protective membrane. Get his attention, divert him.
Right.
Of this planet. Those exiles have now returned.
Alongside, Commander. All right, let's get ready.
Alan, stand by for depressurization.
Standing by.
We have no choice but to surrender to them.
Later. You'll suffer for this. Die for what Koenig has done.
Beginning to decay, Cantor.
on behalf of the millions on Golos, I thank you. Are you all right, Tony?
Yeah, I'm fine. What happened?
I'll tell you when we get back to Alpha.
Can you help us get back to Alpha?
I've double-checked the calculations. The anti-gravity effect will return them exactly to their original course.
Activate.
Commander, I'm registering a tremendous surge of energy from the power section.
Who said there was an emergency?
You know, if this was a military base, you'd be court-martialed.
Court-martialed?
Mm-hmm.
Court-martialed. A military or naval trial for breach of discipline. Me?
That's all over Alpha. That switch you pulled on the commander. First rule of any chain of command, don't embarrass the man in charge.
In your world, a kiss causes embarrassment.
But apparently it does in your world too, since you had to change into another woman to do it.
It's more fun that way. Would you like to try?
Go on, Tony. I'm waiting, Tony.
You got a long wait, kid. Charmed.
Shallow. That's what you are, Tony. What does it matter what I look like on the outside? It's still me inside. Kiss me. Be known as a man of principle.
I'd sooner be known as a man of taste.
Oh, Tony.
Maya.
I bet you have a great big long story about how this came about.
Well,
and why you did that to me, and
well,
probably, you think I look better that way
Helena,
than the way I did
can
before.
Explain, really. It's
yeah,
not
I bet
quite
you
as
can.
Simple as it.
Mm-hmm.
Helena.
I'll tell you what. Make me a pretty nose.